is the geomatics profession bill that we spoke about 2 weeks ago, Honorable Chair, if you recall, when we presented to the committee the audit and the audit of State Land Report and the training the department was conducting to enhance the capacity of the department insofar as this area of work is concerned. The Chief Surveyor General did mention that there was a bill that seeks to further transform the profession, and I will now invite the Chief Surveyor General to make the presentation to the honorable members. Thank you very much.
Thank you, DG. Good morning, Chairperson of the committee and members. I believe the presentation was done whilst I was on leave in January to members. There were just few concerns that the committee had, but I will redo the presentation, all of it, just to remind members what is the bill all about.
You don't have to do that, Ngosiam. Today's purpose is to formalize what we did informally. We're not expecting you to redo it unless on a silent points that you want to emphasize, because members have got copies, they've gone through them, and they've asked questions, they've been briefed formally, but we informally. We want to formalize. We can't force you to do the same thing twice.
Thanks, Chair. From the team, I think one thing that was raised, Chair, was a period of non-movement of this bill between 2006 up to the current period. As it was stated, the bill was started as a survey profession bill around 2004-05. There were consultations conducted with various voluntary organizations, the institutes that exist around the country of different professionals, your GI science, your land surveyors, your mine surveyors, etc., etc. but we, as a department at the time, took a stand to introduce the bill or submit to cabinet the bill as survey profession bill. Continue with that, there was this discomfort from the members of the profession during that period around 2005, 2006, 2007. And in 2008, we then decided to further engage the profession. That prompted us now to reconsider our stance, because the reasons that were given to us were understandable. So we decided that since the term that was proposed, that was used internationally, that is geomatics chairman, which is both an applied science and a professional discipline that refers to the integration approach of measurement, analysis, etc., of displaying spatial data, which simply says that not only, you know, your traditional professional land surveyors, traditional survey technicians are involved in this particular field, you have your GI science professionals. If I may just take to tone it down, I'm talking about people who normally speak about GIS. So those are not your surveyors, but they are GI science professionals. So in the current legislation, they are excluded. However, there is a grandfather clause that has been used by the current council to accommodate them. So after all those deliberations, the department decided to adopt the term geomatics profession bill. We then started to rewrite now the new bill. It was not just a matter of cut and paste, removing, you know, substituting surveying by geomatics. There were details that needed to be included in that bill. So we started rewriting the bill. In 2009, the bill became part of the legislation program, but it never gone through. Yes, so there were all those processes, Chair. And then in June 2010, during the World Cup, I remember again, I was on leave. We had a consultation with all stakeholders, including, you know, universities, other government departments around the bill, so that we can, you know, have, you know, additional comments and et cetera. So that process was done, and the bill was forwarded to cabinet committee in 2011, and that has been the process up until this far. I think that was the main contentious issue that was raised during the meeting in January. Otherwise, other things that were raised were around your bursary students that we have dealt with in the last meetings that we had. We have subsequently submitted the reports that were requested.
Ndiyabulela mhlekazi niqhubeka kahle tithi hamba bheke ipituri bosebenza. At this point there is no further business and the meeting is adjourned. Thank you.